Last but not
Meatloaf.
This messenger.
Hey there, rock stars. This is Josh Redding.
And Ray Smith.
From the Tangent Break Podcast. Let's put life on pause because it's time for a tangent.
No. It's time for Horribly Awkward.
Hey there, everybody. This is Dave from Bad Cop, Bad Cop Show. You are listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast live from Sean's mother's basement.
Hey. This is a dragonfly from Pure Orgasmic Love Podcast. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry from Bad Cop, Bad Cop Show. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast, a member of the great and stellar
BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
You guys are zombies. They're everywhere. Corey, grab that gun. Grab it quick.
All right, I got it.
Okay. Amanda, here. I'll give you the machete. Machete's quick and fast. Just cut their heads off.
Sweet. I love cutting people's heads off.
Where's John at? He's always late to these things.
He is.
John, where are you?
I'm over here.
I think he's gassing up the car.
John, we need to get out of the car, man. You gotta help us fight these zombies.
No, I'm your getaway. I just gotta finish up over here.
Why is the car on? Why have you turned it on?
Two minutes.
2 minutes? What are you doing? What are you listening to in there?
None of your business.
Are you listening to Rob Zombie?
Rob Zombie?
That's appropriate.
Are you watching porn? What are you looking at your lap for?
What I do in my time is my own business.
Whoa, watch
That's
out!
Not
whoa,
your
whoa.
Car.
Whoa, Amanda! Damn, she just cut that zombie's head clear off. How'd you do that?
I'm just skilled.
Corey, grab this gun. Grab another one. Reload this one for me, please.
Okay, sure.
John, what are you doing? Get out of the car, man!
Hold on, I almost got it. I almost got it, guys. I'll be a getaway. Just hold on.
Is he eating ice cream?
Where'd you get ice cream in a zombie apocalypse?
There's this convenience store. It was just right over there. It was right open. I just walked in. It's just right there.
Did you at least grab any for the rest of us?
One? There's only one. I'm sorry.
Son of a bitch.
All right, guys. I think we cleared these zombies out. Let's go get in the car.
Bye, guys. Well, wait. No. Why? There's
unlock the door. Unlock the door, damn it. He left. Damn it. John left. Wow. Hopefully he makes it. Hopefully he makes it out. Wow, okay. This is very awkward.
Guys, I'm back. Come on.
Hey.
Toss in your guns. We have no time. Toss in your guns right now. Let's go. No, toss in your guns.
No,
we gotta go.
Okay,
bye.
You left us again.
Hey, Norma, give me a horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
That's horrible.
I can't even control myself. It's so horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't think that it's awkward.
Welcome to Horribly Awkward, episode 41. I'm your host, Sean. As always, another podcast and another killer show with a fantastic set of guests delivered to your ear holes. Thanks for downloading the show. I do appreciate it. If you like what you hear, share with your friends, please, pretty please, because word of mouth is a beautiful thing, so use what your mama gave you. I do have a voicemail number. It is 510-600-3475, so drop me a voicemail and I'll play it on the show. And you know what? I want to reach out to Henley Merrill, Joseph Pitt, Jason Martinez. Guys, what's up? No voicemails, man. Leave them. This is my challenge. Next week, I want 3 voicemails from each one of you guys. Henley, Joseph, Jason. Don't be weird. Don't be shy. Leave me a voicemail. I would love to hear it. So you guys can also type me out a message the old-fashioned way at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. On today's show, all the way from the dark pits of the city that never sleeps, from the super cool video game podcast, where they're not just gamers, they're one-track gamers. Everybody, welcome Amanda, Corey, and John from the One Track Gamers.
Ooh,
hey.
Game on.
Yeah. Guys, man, doesn't it suck like sitting through that? You're like, do we just sit here for 6 minutes? Yeah, you guys gotta wait.
I think it's like 12 minutes. I'm sorry. It's 12 minutes. Keeping track.
If it wasn't slightly different every time, then I'd just like pre-record that and edit it in, but I was like, I got to do it live. You guys will just have to deal with it.
Yeah, that's good. It's all good. I understand.
So, Amanda cut off a zombie's head recently. We saw that.
Yes, it was quite epic.
Corey's pretty good at reloading guns. Pretty damn fast at reloading guns.
That's true.
And John's a punk. He just left us.
That is so true.
Yes, it is.
Not just a punk. One track punk.
I was going to say that. I just realized you're a one track punk, man. Damn it. You left us, dude.
I just got to do what you got to do to just survive.
Yeah, I guess so, man. So what are you guys up to, man? It's always fun to get, you know, I've been listening to your show for quite a couple of months. I know I've talked with John off and on through messages and whatnot. I haven't not talked to Corey or Amanda, but, you know, it's always fun to get to know new people, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's been going pretty good. We're just kind of hanging out 3-day weekend, you know, gaming.
Yeah. See, I'm on vacation for the next, my vacation started Friday, so I got like 8 days left or 7 days left, so
wow.
I kind of forgot what day it was right now.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I only get that once a year. I get a 1 week vacation once a year, and what I like to do on my vacation is nothing. I want to do absolutely nothing.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, I want no schedule. I don't want to have to wake, you know, I don't have to wake up and worry about work because I work graveyard. So I wake up midday and all I'm doing is waiting to go to work every day. Oh. Do you guys not know my struggle?
No.
I know. Are you still like a graveyard worker too?
What's that?
Do you still work graveyards?
Yeah, I'm working graveyards. So I wake up at 3 p.m. and all I'm doing is waiting until my shift at 8 or 9 p.m. So it's like I'm trapped in this. I don't know. I'm trapped. It's like imprisonment of, you know, work is, you know, I'm glad I have a job. But yeah, it would be nice to wake up early, do your work, and then like, okay, I'm done with my day. Let me relax. I don't get that feeling.
Oh,
it's very intense, man. It's very intense. So, I mean, you guys have been listening to your show, and you guys have been having some pretty awesome guests lately.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Looked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't sound very happy about it, John.
I was like, yeah.
No, sound excited.
Yeah.
listen, so women are way more wiser than men. Just got to listen to them.
Of course they are. I agree with that. 100%.
Hey, you guys had Clank on. Dude, he did his voice so perfectly.
Yeah.
Jeez, awesome. I'm jealous.
Yeah, I just put myself out there asking people, are you interested in the show? Okay, cool. Yeah.
Doesn't it suck though? Do you ever get because I get that, I'll get a lot where you just don't get replies and you feel a little bit like and you feel like, okay, either they saw it and they're not interested, or they haven't seen it. Do I send another one in case they haven't seen it? You know, because, you know, when you're a celebrity or even a semi-celebrity, your feed is full with notifications. So you miss a lot of shit, I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I get a lot of no replies. But every so often I get that, okay, they gave us a shot type of deal where they say they're interested.
Sometimes that's awesome, come back like a month later, though, right? Like hey.
One time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, who came back a month later?
Hannah Tell took a while.
Yeah, she's not. Yeah. I don't think she even likes social media. She doesn't use it.
No, yeah, she doesn't use social media a lot.
Yeah, that's awesome though, dude. It's always cool when I listen to your show. You guys have a guest on a little special episode, and it's always a good one. You know, Sissy Jones, obviously, you guys had her, and I was like, she is fucking awesome. I need her on the podcast, and then I reached out to her, and she was totally down, which was super cool. It's one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah. It was great.
It was great. You know how much words right now, man. I'm gonna keep this party rolling. What do you want to talk about, dude? This is your podcast, John. Go for it, man. Whatever you want to talk about, let's talk about it.
What?
You want to talk about some games?
Oh no, whoa. It's all about all of us. So Corey or Amanda, do you have a topic you guys want to talk about? Because I run the show on my podcast. On our podcast, I mean. I'm sorry.
I run the show.
I run it on your... Oh, I see how.
I just read what Amanda types. And I run that shit.
I run that motherfucker. Damn it, John with his authority, man. This is awesome. Yeah.
You guys have anything you want to talk about?
In particular...
Yeah, anything. You guys want... Larry, I got something to talk about. Let's talk about this Blake Lively thing. You guys up to date with that?
No.
Blake Lively?
What's that?
Who's that?
What happened?
Oh, so you have no idea. Okay. So I think it was last week she had tweeted, or she sent an Instagram photo. It's like a, it's a picture of her from the front and from the back, and it says, it said, LA face with an Oakland booty.
Nope.
No bells.
Well, it's just saying she's got that LA pretty face and that big booty, that big Oakland booty, which is, you know, whatever, the ghetto booty. People were flipping out over it. I'm just like, I get sick of seeing shit like this where, you know what I mean? Like, those are Sir Mix-a-Lot lyrics. That's from Baby's Got Back. She just put, you know, like, some Sir Mix-a-Lot lyrics, and the internet flips out over that shit. And I don't know if you guys are, if you guys pay attention to a lot of, like, these people who get super sensitive about stuff they see on Twitter and Facebook, and they take it personal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, would you guys care? If you guys seen that, you'd be like, oh, cool.
We don't get swept up in that too much. At least Amanda and I don't. I don't know about John.
Not really.
No.
John's so into celebrity butts, though.
I do know about celebrity gossip.
Yeah. It's one of his favorite topics ever.
Yeah, it is. That's why I have a podcast about that, right?
Yeah.
It's fun to observe all the problem with, like, on the sidelines, but definitely don't, I don't care enough to get involved, but it's funny to see uproars over stupid things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting just to see that, like, what? Somebody cared that she did that? Or like, I mean, even at this point, you guys are thinking, like, why does anybody give a shit? But, like, you know, people did. There was somebody who tweeted, I'm looking at a thing right now. Someone's like, oh, look, at another day, another rich white woman using the VOC's bodies as their punchline and commodity, as if Blake Lively wasn't the worst already. Like, okay.
Wow.
Okay.
It's a little harsh.
Yeah, that's a little harsh. And then there was another one's like, shit. I was reading some more. I don't know where it went, but. I don't know. I just get sick. I don't know why I brought this up, but I just thought about it. I just had looked at it.
That's okay.
Is it okay, John?
It's okay. I'll allow it.
Are you sure?
That is mighty generous of you.
Yeah, I don't know. People get all pinched and shit over stuff on the internet. They read our tweets. Like, she should be able to write anything she wanted. That's all I wanted to say is people are too fucking sensitive.
Yeah, I agree. Like when we had our rant about Tracer's butt.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
It's just like a lot of people have to complain about the stupidest things. And that's what the internet is for mostly, is a lot of complaints. A lot of people bitching about dumb things.
Things that shouldn't even be thought of. Like, who cares? Like, that was a cool pose. I guess they came back and they, you know, Tracer, for anyone listening who's not a gamer, and I'm pretty sure about half the listeners aren't gamers, but Tracer was a character in the new game, the new Blizzard game, Overwatch, and she had this, like, it wasn't a sexy pose at all. It was just more of, like, her butt's facing the screen, but her neck and her body kind of twist around, so she's looking right. Is that what?
Yeah, it was an over-the-shoulder pose, so you're looking at her back, and she kind of has her head tilted over the shoulder to look at you.
Yeah, and then one person out of a fucking 100 million people complain about it, and the Blizzard's like, okay, we'll fix it for you. Mm-hmm. Nobody's gonna fix anything for me,
because you're just one guy.
Well, what's great with the resolution of that is it blew up, obviously, and people are freaking out, and, you know, Blizzard completely shouldn't have changed it, and screw this person. But what they ended up replacing that pose with was an even better pose that actually is kind of sexy. And she's like, has like one foot up in the air, and her gun's holding up, and she has like this big grin. So it's almost like it fits her personality more, is, I guess, was the issue. So they kept it sexy, and they kept it sexier, which is great.
Yeah,
so
kept it sexier.
It's perfect. Like, it was the best possible thing they could have done.
You know, I overlooked something the other day about an Overwatch porno. I didn't read into it.
Oh, that's the biggest thing on the internet right now is Overwatch porn.
Is it? Have you read into that?
Yeah, so Blizzard is trying to take down these Overwatch porns. I guess people who ripped the character models from the game, and they're putting it in like the Source engine and making their own porn from the game. Blizzard's trying to take that down as copyright infringement.
Okay, I'm looking on Pornhub right now, guys. Sorry, but there is a ton of these things.
Yep, there's a lot. I did my research.
Nice, yeah.
Bunch for May. And if there is, I want to link one to your brother.
Sure, I'm sure it's got everyone.
There is a ton. They're all about 2 minutes long. So you guys, hold on. Let's wait 2 minutes. I'll get back to you guys.
2 minutes is too much.
Yeah, it's all CGI. I thought it was going to be live action, like people dressed up and
oh, no.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird. That's totally weird, but whatever. So Blizzard's flipping out over it, trying to take those down?
Yep. Yep.
Whatever. Let people be sexy, all right? Let them do the porn thing, you know? Let people have fun with it. I guess because it's really seen as an Overwatch product almost because it's all CGI and it looks like the characters. Yeah. Maybe it'd be different if it was like live action people dressed up like Tracer. That's the only character I know, you guys. I tried that game.
What'd you think of it?
I just don't think I'm into that style of game, but I do like the way it looks, like the way it plays. I'm more of, like, when it comes to multiplayer, I just want to shoot people in the fucking face. I just want to run around, shoot people in the face, and I don't want to have to think I don't want to have to think even the smallest thought. So when it comes to, like, attacking and defending, I just get confused and I'm not sure what's going on. And I don't have a lot of friends that I play with online, so I'm more of a solo gamer, so that kind of complicates things.
Yeah, I get that.
You might like the Star Wars Battlefront game. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I got Battlefront for sure.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm PS4, and it was fun. I'm more of a Battlefield guy, so okay. Battlefield 1, I'm super stoked for that.
Not Call of Duty? Infinite Warfare?
I'm going to say I'm not a Call of Duty guy, but I do buy it every year, so technically I buy more Call of Duty games than Battlefield games. But yeah, I like it. But Call of Duty is the thing we just turn on. I don't have to think. I just run around, shoot people in the face, like I was saying, and then turn it off 20 minutes later, and I'm fine.
Huh. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, it does, guys. I'm in a gaming slump. I don't know what to do.
Uncharted 4.
I played through that.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Uncharted 4, great game. I played through it. I beat that last week, which was a good game and a very touching story. But I need, I need something to pull me out of this funk. I play all the games that when they first come out, I get them, I pre-order them, I play them. Lately, I've been picking and choosing and not playing as many. I mean, I tried Doom, which was fun. I rented it from Redbox, so I didn't feel bad that I returned it like 6 hours later.
Aw. Did you get your money back? How does that work?
No, you still got to rent it.
Oh, okay. Because it's like, what, 24 hours? So if you turn it within a time limit, I thought you would get your money back.
Yeah, actually, fuck, this is going to turn into another podcast where I'm doing all the talking. I rented the Ninja Turtles one, whatever that's called.
The Mutants. Game or the movie?
The game.
Mutants in Manhattan.
Yeah,
Mutants in Manhattan. And that game sucks.
That cool.
None of you guys played this?
No,
we've seen it, but we haven't played it.
Okay, the game is a piece of shit. Like, it just looks stupid. It looks like a $10 game, and I played it for like 45 minutes. And I was like, this is lame. Like all the attacks didn't feel like they connected. It just felt really weird. So I brought it. I actually tweeted about it on Twitter, and then Redbox. Customer service hit me up and just sent me a code. Here, go ahead and return it, and here's a code to get another rental. So that's when I got home.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it kind of worked out.
Yeah.
Let me ask, have you played The Witcher 3?
Witcher 3, yes. I've played the biggest game in the entire universe. I've played
Okay.
That.
So if you're looking for something to do, that might take up a bit of time.
Yeah, Witcher 3 was one of those games where, like, you could have took half the shit out. I'd been happy paying $60 for it. And then, so I never played DLC because I just played so much of that game. I'm actually waiting for Mirror's Edge because I love Mirror's Edge. I love the just running around, running off walls. And I played the beta for Mirror's Edge Catalyst, so that's what I'm really looking forward to.
Cool.
You guys looking forward to that?
Yeah. We had the first one. I got it on PS3, and it was interesting. I kind of have a hatred for EA, but it might be one that we look into.
I think everybody has a hatred for EA a little bit.
I don't know who's worse, though, EA or Ubisoft.
They're both bad
they
in their own ways.
Keep switching in my head, like, one will do one, and I'm like, all right, they're the worst, and then Ubisoft to come and top that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they both got games that I love.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It's just like when you have that girlfriend or that boyfriend, Amanda, where you love them, but they just keep doing stupid shit, and you're like, this is over. It's finally over, and you walk away. You walk away for a little bit, and then you go, oh, I missed them. So I'm gonna, you know, you call them up. I don't know if you want to. I don't know if you get back into the relationship or you just do a little booty call, but it's just like that relationship you can't walk away from. That's EA right there. Right? Like, I'm done with this. I'm done with this. I got another product that's just trash. But, you know, I love them. So, you know, the Battlefield will come out. It's going to be shit. It's not going to work. I'll wait a couple of weeks, and it's going to work. It'll work after a month.
Okay. Then, so if you say that, then are you part of the people that still pre-orders the game and buys it day one?
I don't really pre-order as much anymore. Like Uncharted 4, I knew there was absolutely no way I was not going to get that, so I pre-ordered it. I've been kind of waiting for reviews, and or sometimes I'll pre-order, like, on if I'm buying a PC game, I'll buy on cdkeys.com, which, like, sometimes you get games for like $20 or $30 if you pre-order them super early, so then I'll pre-order.
Okay.
But sometimes there is a game, though, that you'll want, and you'll actually pre-order it, and then it just, like, it just gets bad reviews. And if you don't pre-order it physically at, like, a GameStop or a Best Buy, you can't cancel the pre-order if you do it digitally.
That's true.
Right.
I don't pre-order. I just wait for it to come out.
Yeah, like, you should. It's not like they're going to sell out of digital codes.
Exactly.
You pre-ordered Fallout 4?
Ooh. That was different.
Right. I think
that was as a gift. That wasn't for myself.
You pre-ordered it as a gift for you?
Yeah.
For his wife.
For my wife, yeah.
Your wife's a gamer too?
Yeah, she loves Fallout. So I got that for her birthday.
Oh, how come she doesn't come on your guys' podcast?
One time she did.
Really?
I don't know if she liked it.
Yeah, she's not into podcasting.
Podcasting is the best, dude.
I agree.
Yeah, you get a chance in my case, I get a chance to talk to new people every week. But in your guys' case, like, you just get to do your thing and talk about games. And who edits the podcast? Who puts a little music in the background? I love it.
Me.
that little music that just goes. You know, when I'm working and I'm working around loud machinery and working around a pressure washer, I don't always hear it because it's so low in the background. But then when I stop the pressure washer and drive for one parking lot to the next, if it happens to be during that time, I hear it in the background. It's fucking awesome, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. What else is floating your guys' boats? You guys live in Vegas, man. The city never sleeps, man. Is shit popping out there?
It's always popping out here, especially on the weekends. We get tons and tons of people from California. Luckily, all of us live on the north side of town, so we're far away from the Strip, which is a horrible place to be.
Probably the furthest away from the Strip as can be.
Yeah, still within Vegas.
That seems cool, though.
We only go down there if it's, oh, these people are visiting and they've never been to Vegas, or, oh, it's been 3 years and they want to go see the dolphins or the dancing water fountains or the
Blue Man Group,
or the people dressed up like statues that stand still for an hour and don't move. How exciting is that?
That is the weirdest thing ever, right? Like, how do you go out there? Honestly, I can't sit still for 1 second. And that's not even a joke. Like, I can't even sit still if I'm laying down. Like, how do you go out there and just, like, pose as a statue? Like, what the fuck is going on in your life to make you want to do that?
It's funny when after an hour they're, like, done with their shift, someone else comes up, and then they walk around and you see them, like, actually walking, like, all right, that looks weird now because you were standing still for so long.
They gotta walk. I gotta exercise a bit. Keep that blood flowing.
You gotta be super calm. Like, you gotta have never drank caffeine or alcohol or any of that stuff. I don't get it, man. It's so interesting, though. I got scared one time when I was in Hollywood. There was a guy standing there, and I walked up. I was like, I thought it was a statue. I was like, is this a dude? No, this is a statue. Like, damn, that statue looked like our dude. And then the guy kind of inched forward real quick, like he's punking me, like, what up, fool? Kind of, you know, like, he just kind of stuck his hand out, like, to shake mine. I got scared, like a little girl. It was funny.
Yeah, no, awesome. The problem is when you get, like, the drunk tourists start messing with the performers.
Oh, yeah.
Because that happens on a daily basis, and issues happen, and it's not too good.
So do you guys, I mean, how far, like miles wise, do you live from the Strip?
About 20.
Probably.
Yeah, probably about 20, 25.
Yeah, it's not that, Vegas is not that big.
Yeah, I've only been there a couple times, but it's super fun for me because, you know, I'm in like middle of California. So if we take like an eight hour trip to go over there, which has been years since I've done that, it's fun. It's super exciting to go and visit stuff. But I imagine the closer you live, the less exciting it is.
Yeah, the more closer to the Strip you get, it's really kind of ghetto around the areas. Like just old parts of town are just really bad. And then once you get in the Strip, it's fine. But just, I don't know, if you were to like leave any direction, it looks really bad and dangerous. And then like the further away you get, just the nicer it gets.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So you guys live in a nicer area?
Yeah, it's actually a pretty new development. We bought a house a couple years ago as it was built, and they keep kind of developing in the big circle around the city. It keeps like growing bigger and bigger, but I think we're as far to the edge as we can get because there's like a national park like behind John's house, so they can't build anymore that way, so we're kind of on the edge. So yeah, it's pretty good.
How did all three of you guys meet?
I met John in high school.
Yay.
And that was fun. Back in the
co-op
days.
Was that, like last year? You guys are youngsters, right?
No way.
Nah, not too young.
And I met him about 10 years ago when I started going out with Corey.
Hey now. So you and Corey, you guys are married?
Yes.
And then John's like the third wheel, comes over and podcasts, or you guys go to his house and podcast?
We switch it up.
Mm-hmm.
We do both.
Oh, that's awesome. So you have the setups? You have a setup at each place, or do you carry the mics around?
We actually just moved the setup to our house, but it was mostly at John's, so he had the switchboard and all that, so we'd go over there. He only lives about 30 seconds away from us, so it's really convenient.
Yep.
And then now we're doing it back over here, so we just leave all the equipment here and the mics and that.
Dude, I totally envy that. I envy anybody who gets to record with people, because anybody that I know in my local area, nobody wants to podcast or hang. Nobody wants to hang out with me, so let's just get this over with. Nobody wants to hang out. Hold on a second. Okay, toughen it up, Sean. Sean, you're a man. You're strong. You're a monster. You're a dragon. Rah. Okay, so if I got people to hang out with me at my place, which is super hot, and I'm too cheap to run the air conditioner most of the time,
what?
They wouldn't be. I don't know. I live with a roommate, so sometimes it's like, I don't know. So to get like people over to do podcasts, would be kind of cool. I would love to have a setup. I have a setup with one mic and my computer, all that shit. It would be cool to have set up with multiple mics. Dude, if I had my own apartment and I had like a spare room, I'd love to set up just as a podcast room. Have a bunch of cool ass posters around. Get that vibe just of podcasting. Oh, it'd be awesome.
It's definitely it's a whole different experience, because at first we tried to do it through Skype and it just didn't work too well. It ended up being kind of awkward. Like we'd be waiting for someone else to finish talking, but you didn't know. So like then we'd interrupt each other all the time, and just doing it in person is definitely way easier.
Yeah, I agree. Because then I get to make funny faces at Corey.
Yes.
Funny.
Yeah.
Seductive faces.
Ooh, hey now. Yeah, you guys make faces. You guys can literally go high five and like, yes, yeah. Like I have no one to high five me. Like I couldn't, you know, every once in a while I podcast somebody like high five, and we'll like high five the camera. But it's not the same, man.
It's not the same.
It's definitely not the same. Not the same. One day, that's my dream, dude, to have have some people over. For one, they like me. For two, they'll podcast with me.
It'll happen. Eventually.
It'll happen. Money is the answer to everything. If you pay people, they'll come.
That's true.
I guess.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you guys, this is why it's called Horribly Awkward, because I'm just randomly awkward. Totally awkward. Totally awkward. I was looking online the other day. I was like, I'm always looking for interesting shit to talk about. Did you guys hear about this guy who in Malaysia, who had the python come up his toilet?
No.
Okay, let's talk about this.
Did he get bit in his bum?
He got bit on his dick. Okay, so check this out.
Oh, a snake and a snake. I get it.
So the snake, 10-foot python, came up the toilet while he was taking a piss. Or no, he was sitting on the toilet. He was taking a dump. came up latched onto his junk.
Ooh.
He could not get it off for 30 minutes.
Could he, like, stand, or was the snake, like, wrapped down in the toilet where he couldn't even get up and, like, go get a knife or something?
The snake was so big it couldn't fit, like, through parts of the toilet. So, like, I think he was trying to get it off. And there's blood. You can see the pictures. If you look online, if you Google, like, python bites man's penis or something, you'll see it. There's pictures. This, like, the python's too big to fit through the toilet. It's, like, lashed on. He was, like, tying a rope around it, trying to, like, choke it out, I guess, to get it off.
Wow.
But they had to take apart the whole entire toilet. Dude, there's, if you look at the pictures, you guys will see them. You guys got to look at the pictures up. There's, like, a toilet. There's blood all over the bathroom. And there's this big-ass snake coming out. They had to pull the toilet out completely. And, like, you see the snake coming out on each end of the toilet. And they're, like, trying to get it free. Like, they should have just cut that fucker into pieces and killed it. But I think they had released it back into the wild.
What?
I would have killed that thing.
Yeah, I would have cut its head off. Chop it into bits.
In America, that's how we do it. Maybe Thailand, they're sensitive. Maybe they're super sensitive to snake killings.
Was the man's penis okay?
You know, I don't know. They didn't show a picture of that. I would have loved to have seen it.
We don't need a picture, but just an update.
No, I'll take a picture. I would love to see the picture of that. Yeah, I don't know. That's like every man's fear, right? Well, I've never had that fear, but I can imagine that would be super scary.
I've heard stories of that and, like, videos of some other countries, and, like, they go in the bathroom and just, like, aim the camera at the toilet, and there's, like, a snake just chilling in there. Like, it's giving me, like, worries. All right, John found a picture of the taken-apart toilet with the snake out of both ends, and wow.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Is that the only picture that's on there?
It's Google, so that's
the only picture you clicked.
That's all I'll ever see. I'll send you the link.
No. I don't want it.
Don't be scared, man. It doesn't show much other than that. It just shows the bathroom with a bunch of blood and shit. Is that too much for you?
I would have pooped on that thing.
I don't think that's what you're thinking, man. When you got a snake that's attached to you, you're not thinking of, I'm going to poop on you.
You better get it off me. I'm going to become poop.
Yeah, I was going to say it's hilarious, but it actually is not hilarious. It's just a point.
I'm sad now.
I'm curious. So he was stuck for 30 minutes. He couldn't get up because it was latched onto him, and so he couldn't. He was literally tied to the toilet.
How did he call help?
Well, I'm wondering how, when it went from the shock of it happening to the pain of it happening to freaking out and panicking, to where he was able to calm down to think, okay, how can I get this off? Grab a rope and try to choke it out, like. How long does it take for your brain to start working again when you process what happens to actually try to MacGyver a solution when you're stuck?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's when you just call for the wife, which I think his wife did come in and try to help him. But it's just, I don't know, man. It's when you're in shock, man, your brain, I think, works like 5 times as fast as normal.
Maybe. There's a snake in my boots.
Speaking of snakes, there was also a story about someone sent in their PS4 to get repairs, and the person who took it apart to work on it, there was a dead snake inside of the PS4. Ooh.
What?
Wow.
How did it get in there? I don't know. And then the stupid little news blurb thing had a picture of Solid Snake from Metal Gear Solid. It's like, man finds dead snake in PS4. I'm like, this picture has nothing to do with a real snake.
I would have clicked on that.
That's probably why they did it.
He must have put it in there. There's no way for it.
Yeah.
Unless it was like a very small little like baby garden snake thingy. I don't know, but yeah.
Sounds like the guy's an asshole. Stuck it in there to scare him.
The only thing I could think of is maybe it went in through the back vent and it would be very small.
Yeah, that's what I would think too.
It's like a worm size.
Yeah.
Super, super small though, the little vents. Hmm. All there is the little vents on the back. And then there's the USB ports in the front and the CD slot or the disc slot, disc drive. I don't know. Yeah, Xbox maybe would have more chance to get an Xbox. That's weird. Yeah, that had to have been put there by him, unless it was born in there. Which I doubt, right?
I hope.
How'd the egg get in there?
Yeah, factory.
Well, I mean, it could have been born near it. And then it, like, maybe there was a tank above it and it got born. And then it came out of the tank, it dropped down in there, and it was so small, it climbed in something just to fill, because it's warm in there. You know, the PS4 is hot as fuck all the time. And yeah, there you go.
It sounds like a story of an indie game in development.
There you go.
You are the snake.
There you go.
Stay warm.
I know, like I am bread, like I am snake. I am snake.
You know, wiggle your way across the floor into the PS4.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. That seems like a weird... I'm going to look this up. I think Amanda's lying to us.
Well, the article might have been lying, but I saw the title. No.
If you bring... I agree with... Yeah, I think I've seen that article. I just won't back it up.
Dead Snake and PS4. I put PS3. Wrong console. Electrician finds dead snake inside PS4. Oh, there's a picture of it on YouTube.
Eu compartilhar com vocês que essa...
Shut up. Oh, it's a real thin snake.
What is now?
Yeah, I guess that thing could have fit in there. To the vents.
Wow.
Amanda was correct. Thank you.
Yay.
Yeah.
What if every PS4 came with, like, an egg they put in there, and every single one, and then, you know, like, one out of a million hatches, and you're the lucky one to get the little egg of the snake?
Sounds like something Hideo Kojima would do. Immersion.
You ever see that picture of that big ass, I think it was an anaconda, who tried to eat the alligator?
Ooh.
And the alligator, like, ripped through it?
Oh, yeah.
So snakes swallow their prey whole.
Yeah.
And it did not like being eaten, so it tore its way out of the snake.
It's like a monster movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an awesome story. I would love to just walk across something that like that when it happened.
I don't think
it'd
I would.
It'd be really weird to see the snake with, like, having a full animal in it. Hmm. Like, its body shape would be really weird for a little while.
Yeah, I lived in Texas for a little while, like two months, and there was like they had like swamp areas. There were literally like these swamps where these wooden decks would go out, and people would go out there, and there was like thousands of these turtles, and then there was alligators out there that would kind of just roam around, and they'd eat these big ass like rodents. They were huge rodents. They looked like something you'd see in Princess Bride almost. and like you just see the alligators eat them. They just, you know, they'd eat them. They look for the dead ones. If they die out there, they go over and just eat it. Weird.
Damn.
In case you're curious, and little alligators will also eat Pop-Tarts.
Oh.
Pop-Tarts?
Yes.
Amanda knows firsthand.
I do.
You fed alligators Pop-Tarts?
My brother stole my Pop-Tarts and gave them to the little alligators.
Okay, this is a story I need to hear. Go for it. Wait. Tell me the story.
We lived in Florida for a little while, and there's a lot of little bodies of water around whatever. So we would go for walks, and there was one of the holes nearby that had fish and stuff, and there were alligators that lived in there, and there were lots of small ones. But he thought it'd be fun to feed the alligators, so he took all my Pop-Tarts that I brought with me as a snack and decided to feed them to alligators.
This is probably Did you feed smart. It with his hand?
No, he just broke them up and tossed them at him.
Yeah, those big-ass lizards. They're not lizards, but what are alligators? Whatever they are. Scary fucking dinosaurs, right?
So
really, whatever. In Texas, like, there'd be like 10-foot ones, 11-foot, like these big, big alligators. Well, is that big? To me, it seems big. And they'd crawl underneath it. So, like, the head would be on one side of this little, like, deck, this, like, bridge thing. And the tail would be on the other side. And my friend would reach down there and, like, grab on his tail like an idiot. Yeah, bird watching is apparently very popular in Texas. It's like a sport, dude. It's a sport. They go out there with binoculars, and they bring these books, and they check off the birds they see.
Wow.
Yeah. You're like, wow, that's interesting. No, it's not very interesting. It's a retirement thing, right? It's the same guys who go lawn bowling.
It's kind of like bingo, I guess.
Bingo, but bingo is fun. I never won a bingo, but I've been many times.
Bingo is fun, but bird watching could be like a bird watching bingo. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, for real. Yeah, I get what you're saying, Corey. It's a relaxing thing. You just go out there, You know, yeah, there's no risk involved unless you get eaten by the alligators.
Yeah, stay away from the alligators.
It's just like bingo. Just B8. B8. N32.
Isn't that
bad? Oh, God, it's boring. It's so boring.
It sounds like Battleship.
That's bingo.
Yeah, bingo is super boring. Do you guys gamble when you're in Vegas? You don't ever go and gamble?
No.
Rarely.
I know.
Whenever we do, we lose, so we don't go often. We do have a tip, though. Do not gamble on the strip. You will lose all your money.
Because they give you alcohol?
Your best bets to win anything is going to be on the casinos that are on the outskirts of town, like the Red Rock Casino, maybe the M. But everything on the strip costs more, and the odds are much lower to win because that's where everyone goes.
Huh.
So if
the airport's actually the worst, though.
Yeah, do not do it at the airport. Any like small casino that's not on the strip, you have a better chance of winning. Not a good chance, but a better chance.
Yeah, we have casinos here in Fresno. It's on the Indian reservations or whatever. So you gotta. It's about a 20-minute drive. You just go down the mountain real quick. Go up to have a and they have casinos and I don't know. If I go over there, and I lose $20. Which is not a lot to lose $20. I get so frustrated and pissed off. Like, okay, I could have done something with that $20 that I wanted to.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, I've gone. I'm sorry, dude. I cut you off.
You're fine.
One time I went and I won like $900 and something on this like dollar slot machine. I hit like a. Oh, shit. I hit a diamond, and something else. I don't remember. But I got almost $1,000. And I ended up losing like $50 out of that. And I was so pissed off that I lost $50 and not excited that I won $900.
Oh. Yeah, I'd be the same.
Yeah, we'll plan on like just throwing down like, all right, we got 30 extra bucks. Just pretend we're going to lose it all. And then it's not as bad when you lose. But do that, we'll never win. And we go home. I'm still like, damn it. Yeah. We could have bought like a cheap game or.
We only go maybe once a year.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Don't waste your money. It's not worth it. Unless you win.
Exactly.
Unless you win. This could be your time, guys.
That's true.
You never know. You never know when that time's gone. I've won $1,000 on a crossword scratcher once.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I got 9 words on that thing, and I was so excited. I ended up spending all the money before I got it because you had to send it in. Actually, I took it to the store to cash it in. I thought it was a $20 winner because I missed a couple of words, I guess. And the guy's like, no, it's $1,000. I was like, what? $1,000?
Do they give it to you right there, or do you have to like go somewhere else?
Yeah, you got to send it to Sacramento, and then it takes like 2 weeks. So I ended up like borrowing money and all this other stuff. So I didn't have much money left when I got it, but it was pretty awesome because I literally thought I was going to go cash in and get $20. So I was like, yeah, cool. I'm going to get $20. It's like, no, you have to send this in $1,000.
Wow.
What? Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome. Hey guys, let's do some shout outs. I know you got some shout outs to do, right?
No. Do I?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Sean, it's not all about you. Do some shout-outs.
So first off, I want to give a shout-out to Allison Harris for coming on the podcast last week. Spur of the moment, 4 a.m. podcast for me. Actually, it was noon for her, so that's not fair. But yeah, I did a 4 a.m. podcast because she lives in London. So I had to do it whenever our schedules are so screwed up. But thank you, Allison. You were awesome. You were so awesome, and your accent is beautiful. And if you guys are gamers, you guys can listen to how she was trying to get in the Lara Croft or the new Tomb Raider movie because she loves Lara Croft, and she was actually trying to get in that, but sadly she didn't get in there. What about you guys?
Shout out to God.
Shout out to God.
I don't know.
That's it.
No, yeah. Shout out to Corey and Amanda for being a part of my podcast.
Yeah.
Because it's boring just podcasting by yourself, and I get to riff raff with these fun guys. Shout out to my wife Sheila, who puts up with my shit every single day.
Yeah. Special shout out to Sheila.
My wife.
No, nothing.
Poor Sheila.
These guys get only like an hour a week of John, but she deals with me 24/7 pretty much.
Yeah, she chose to put up with you too.
She did.
Yeah, Amanda and Corey are only in it for the money, man.
Is there money involved?
I wish there was money.
those sweet, sweet one-track gamer residuals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a shout-out to Harrison Ford. I love you, man.
Yeah.
So much. If you're listening to this, why are you listening to this?
I got him on speed dial. Hold up a second.
Please do.
Oh, it's busy. I'm sorry. I'll try again later. I promise.
He's so busy.
What about you, Amanda?
I got nothing.
You got something. I know you got something.
Okay. Shout out to my mutts.
Her nuts?
Mutts. You know I said mutts.
To your mutts, dogs?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Rogue is saying hi.
They're fuzzy butt heads.
You know, I always wanted a dog, but I don't want the responsibility of taking it out to poop or feeding it.
It's just super fun until they start to poop, and then it's like, oh my god, why did I get this thing?
Yeah, so I can own a dog for maybe the first 2 hours and then realize, like, shit, I gotta do stuff. I used to love I did have a python for a while, and what it required was for me to go buy food for it every 14 days and for me to clean its poop out probably around the same amount, maybe. Like, not very often. And that was it. You know, every once in a while you clean the tank out every 6 months. But, like, it was super easy. But then I realized, like, I'm never even taking this thing out. It's probably, like, depressed.
You could take it out and put it in a toilet.
That's it.
Yeah.
The python, though, like, could you really take it out? Isn't that dangerous?
No python. Not non-venomous. This was, like, the super chill python. Didn't bite me or ever. It actually didn't even like to eat very much. So as it got a little older, a couple years old, like, I would buy food for it. I'd go buy a live rat, and it would not eat it. And I'd keep another tank with the live rat, so I was taking care of this rat as well. And then every couple of days, I'd throw it back in the tank, and it would go 4 months without eating.
Wow.
Wow.
Pythons are constrictors, right?
Yeah. That was the fun part. That was fun. That was the only thing it was good for, just watching it strangle the crap out of rats, which is sad, dude. The little rat life was getting killed, but, you know, it's for the bigger cause. I don't know what the bigger cause is, but the python was the bigger cause.
Hmm.
You guys don't like reptiles?
No.
Not really.
I do. My older brother actually had a large iguana for a pet for a couple of years. It was like a jerk. Huh?
Didn't you say it was a jerk?
Oh, yeah. It would, like, swing its tail and, like, snap at us. And
swing its tail? An
iguana.
Okay.
It was, like, an attack it had.
Okay.
It would hurt, too.
It's an attack.
It was, like, a welt.
Hey, iguana, use tail whip.
Yeah, they do. They tail whip, dude.
It was, like, a class pet that I guess the teacher was done that year. So they, I don't know, somehow we ended up with it. And my mom hated it. My grandma really hated it. It was kept in the laundry room, so I had to see it every day. But yeah, we had that. He had a snake that I let out one time on accident, and it got out of the house. And then we never had a snake again.
Oh, you never found it, or you just had to get rid of it?
We found shedding in the garage like a year later, but we never found the snake. It must have got out of the house.
Oh, yeah.
He was pissed at me.
I just crawled up into a vent somewhere. I crawled up into the PS4.
I might have. Or at that time, it was like a PS1.
Dreamcast. The one that had space inside it.
Yeah, I've always collected reptiles. I've had pretty much all of them. And then as I got older, I'm like, it's too much. I mean, even going every two weeks to buy a rat was just like it was a pain in the ass. Like, I got to go to that pet store again. Like, it. Maybe I'm lazy. I guess I am lazy, guys. That's why I have a podcast where I don't have to actually talk to anybody or take the time out of my day to meet up with them in person.
That's all right, though.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
you could be lazier. That's true. And not even do a podcast.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Thank you. You made me feel good. I learned something. Corey made me feel good.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Anybody that makes me feel good is allowed to come on the podcast anytime. Open door. pop in. If you see me on Skype and I'm recording a podcast, just pop in and go, hey, it's Corey, co-host.
Right on.
I'm not interrupting your Harrison Ford interview.
Oh, I know,
Harrison. I will interrupt that.
Big shout out to Harrison Ford. You guys, I saw this other story. This is something else that I was reading on Huffington Post. There was this kid. Let's see. This boy is 15 years old, and he had another twin inside of him growing. Like, he had, ooh, like, another kid. Like, it was probably a twin as him. This thing had hair. It had, like, genitals.
That's creepy.
Yeah, so there's a picture of it, but it's super pixelated. They won't show it. But you can see, like, the hair growing out. It looks like it has, like, a little leg and, like, his hair, like a head of hair. And, it's so weird, right?
But you said it was growing inside of him or, like, on him? Outside,
yeah, inside of him. It says a teenage boy in Malaysia was undergone successful abdominal surgery to remove a mass believed to be a foetus of an unborn twin.
Ooh.
Fotis? Fotis? I don't know how to say
fetus?
That word.
Fetus?
It's not fetus. Is it fetus? F-O-E?
No.
No.
Yeah, different word. But it looks
maybe fetus. Maybe they mistyped it.
No, it's in here about 8 times. It says, according to the reports, the foetus had hair, legs, hands, and genitals.
Wow. Was it alive? What the hell is that? To be conscious alive. In that.
Quaid. It wasn't alive, but that, I mean, lucky he was young enough to, like, get over it. Like, if this happened to me now, I'm 36, if I had something growing in me, I had to go get it taken out, and it had hair and a leg and, like, stuff, I don't know. I don't think I'd ever get over it. I just feel like I'd be missing one of my best friends ever. Like, oh, I didn't my best friend.
You'd keep him in a jar.
Yeah, that's not creepy.
A big pickle jar.
Ew.
they said this phenomenon happens every 1 out of 500,000 live births. So I guess
lucky not, him.
Yeah, it just seems so weird. I want to see this picture unpixelated, but I don't want to see it. But I do want to see it. You know, I don't want to, but I do.
You should probably just accept that you can't forget about it.
Because what it looks like is like a 8-bit Mario game right here. Because it literally just has a pixel filter over it. So it looks like I'm looking at like a Tetris game or a Super Mario game.
I know.
Cool. Yeah, cool. Yeah, super awesome. I was also reading there was this kid, this toddler that had... crap. Where is it at? The Chinese boy... That's what it says. A Chinese boy was born with 31 fingers and toes.
31 fingers and toes.
So, I mean, combined. Like, I'm looking at his toes. He shows his feet. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 on each toes. On each foot. 8 toes. Wow. Like, you know, and his mom has a bunch of fingers, too. Like, she has tons. And he has so many extra. Man, he could play the best piano, probably.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
Look on the bright side.
Yeah, he's got, wow, it's so crazy. Like, you could really bitch slap somebody with that many fingers.
I wonder if he can, like, control them all, or if some of them are, like, dead. That just, they grew, but he can't, like, you know.
You probably can't control them all if you had them all.
It wouldn't be like any, like, dead limb kind of thing where it's there, the bone's there, but you can't control it. There's no nerves. Because that would kind of suck.
I don't know. What I know is I could probably kick some serious ass with 16 toes, man.
But what happens, like, when you go to buy shoes and, yeah, and socks and gloves and all this? Like, you got a special order, everything is going to be expensive.
I know. You would need some crazy-looking gloves. Yeah, you'd have to get them custom-made, right?
Yeah.
It depends. Well, if he's in China, I don't know how cold it gets in China. But, you know, I guess it would depend on the climate over there, if you would even need gloves and shit like that. But, yeah, but they were trying to get money, to do surgery. And, yeah, I don't know. His mom has them, too. She has a bunch of extra fingers. And, yeah, I thought that was a cool story. It seems so weird. That's just some people are just born with a bunch of extra fingers and live twins inside of them. Or they're not live, but.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going with this, guys.
That's all right.
Yeah.
It was fun to take that path.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you guys never recover.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
So we're about an hour right now. Let's talk a little bit about your guys' podcast. So everyone listening, I'm sure I have at least 50% gamers who listen, because on my other podcast, The Horrible Gamers, you know, like a lot of the people who listen to Horrible Gamers have come over to listen to this podcast as well. So we got a lot of gamers, man. So you guys sell your podcast to them, and just let everyone know what it's about, what you guys do. I'm telling you from personal experience. I listen to you guys' podcast every week because it's just one of those really kickback shows where I can tell you guys are just hanging back and having a conversation rather than making a show. You're not really making a show out of it, trying to put, like, you're not trying to animate yourself in a way where, like, it's not like yourselves hanging out. And that's what I get. That's the picture I get from it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. What we go for. We try to be relaxed and, like, it's more like a group of friends just bullshitting than trying to put on a show.
Exactly. Yeah. So basically, this is my excuse to just talk video games with my friends. That's the reason why I started the podcast. Just talk something about we're all passionate about. It's about video games.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, I do get that. I could tell when you guys are just hanging out. Like me, listening to Horribly Awkward, when I'm listening to it, but when other people are listening to it, you could tell I'm a little more animated. I don't always talk like this and act like a crazy fool, but I do it for the podcast. You guys don't do that stuff. It's just like I'm hanging out. So when I'm listening to you guys while I'm at work, I'm totally into the conversation. I'm like, oh, you guys are just chilling. But I got a small gripe. Small gripe with John.
Aw.
Are you ready?
What did I do?
Aww. Let him have it.
Okay. And this excludes Amanda and Corio, of course.
Yeah, what it was.
Sometimes there's like a new game out. I'm take Ratchet and Clank. And like you're playing it and you don't say shit about it. They're like, what game are you playing? You're like, I'm playing Ratchet and Clank. It's good. It's good.
Details, man.
What about it is good, John?
Everything.
I want to hear it. Like Corey and Amanda get into their games. They'll get into details about what they like and why they like it. And John's like, yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm a man of few words.
It's either he likes it or he doesn't.
I want to know why. Why do you like it? Oh, John, you did that review for Ratchet and Clank recently, the video review, and I watched it. That was pretty cool, man.
Yeah, thank you. That's why I don't talk about it.
Yeah, that brutal.
That was cool, though. Like, I watched your review. I guess the only next step to go from that is, like, to take specific clips out and, like, clip them in areas, which seems like a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I agree.
But that was a good first try, man. I actually really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
He had that professional voice, too, that he put on. Sounded just that. It's like a knock up or a notch up from the usual podcast.
Oh.
It sounded like a professional. I loaded it up. I'm like, this is John.
It
sounds fancy.
Pip, pip.
It's like the guy who's younger than you, but he's actually your supervisor. So he has to kind of talk up a little bit. And you're like, dude, you're younger than me, man. You can't boss me around. I asked John on that review.
Oh, okay.
I'll take it. Good way.
I mean, in a good way, man. You know me. I'm just fucking around. Yeah. So, what should people be looking forward to in your guys' podcast, man? You guys got any guests lined up coming up?
Nope.
Harrison Ford responds to my tweets, maybe.
Dude,
does he even have a Twitter?
It's funny, he does have a Twitter, but he has not posted one thing ever. So it's like he has like millions of followers and there's like nothing there.
Harrison Ford did that. He did that Uncharted thing a long time ago, right?
Oh, like, yeah. Yeah, when he played Uncharted 3.
He's jumping. Mm, yeah. I'm going to shoot this guy. Mm-hmm. He didn't give a shit about what he was doing.
If I ever like ran across him in the street,
I would not talk to him.
I would probably not.
Yeah,
he's my absolute like favorite actor, and I adore the man. I love his work, but I know how he hates. He has like social anxiety, I guess he has to go through a lot of prep work to go on like the Jimmy Kimmel and all that stuff. He doesn't like that kind of thing. So just out of sheer respect for the man, I feel like I would leave him alone. I don't know. I don't want to be one of those fans that run up, oh my God, let me get your autograph and all this shit, and then forget I have the autograph like a week later. And I don't know. I don't know. So I respect him.
You'd want to so bad. You see him like, oh, God, I got to say hi, but I'm not going to. Like, social anxiety is a son of a bitch, dude. I deal with that shit every day. But
yeah, it would kill me. Actually, we just went to that that expo, the Level Up Expo. Uh-huh. And Mary McGlynn and Steve Bloom walked literally right by me three times. Like, they practically brushed shoulders. And Amanda's like, say hi to him, because that's you know, the voice actors are really popular. And I'm like, no, I don't want to bother him. And it's really hard to say, like, not to say, hey, love
hey,
you.
That's why they're at the expos, man. That's why they're there. They want, they like, who do they voice? I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with those.
Mary McGlynn does the Major in Ghost in the Shell. She's done a lot of stuff. She sings the music for the Silent Hill games.
Oh.
She's done voices, various.
Lots of voices.
Yeah, and Steve Bloom is a great teacher, Onizuka.
Mugen from Samurai Champloo, some guy in the game Wet.
Spike Spiegel and Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Yeah, just Wet.
Tons of voices, like very talented. And I really wanted to say hi, and I don't know. I decided, well, they're trying to get from point A to point B, like through thousands of fans. So I'm like, I don't want to be that crazy guy.
You got to be that crazy guy sometimes, man.
You know, they walked right by me. That was good enough for me.
I got a video of that.
Yeah.
And that's good enough.
I've never been to any of the expos or cons. This seems like fun, dude. I've just never done it.
They're really fun.
In my area, so I haven't done it.
There's got to be something in California.
There's a lot.
We might have to drive a bit, but...
Yeah, that's why I don't want to drive, man. I don't want to drive. I got sleep apnea, so the thought of me driving anywhere further than like 30 minutes scares the shit out of me, because I've driven from the Bay Area to Fresno a couple times, and I've fallen asleep on the freeway and gone into the middle, ooh, like where the road turns, but car didn't turn because I wasn't paying it because I fell asleep. So luckily, the exact part that it happened was nothing but grass. There was nothing there, so, I mean, nothing happened. But, I mean, it could happen. I when I start driving, man, I get super tired, so I'd have to be with somebody.
That's scary.
Oh, hell yeah, scary, man. You wake up, you're waking up because the car's shaking. You're just like, what the fuck? And then my cousin's like, what are you doing? Did you fall asleep? I'm like, no. Yes. Damn it. Yeah, I fell asleep. Scary.
Damn.
Yeah, that's life or death right there. Just one second. Yeah, I'd love to go to the cons and stuff. If you guys, like, who would be a guest that you guys would love to have on?
Harrison Ford. I don't know why he'd be at a con, but well, McGlynn was actually one of them that I really wanted to see at a con, but, man, if you have another one.
Who would be a guest you guys would love to have on your podcast?
David Hayter.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Nolan North would be cool.
Yeah.
Nolan North. Troy Baker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Troy Baker.
My all-time like goal. I don't know if it's my all-time goal, but one of my big goals would be to get Courtney Draper.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would be fantastic. You guys don't know how much I loved Bioshock Infinite and just Elizabeth as a character. Like, fuck, if I can have her on a podcast, oh, God. I'll retire.
She's like a lawyer now.
Really?
During the recording of that, she was actually going to like law school and she became a lawyer.
Huh.
Yeah. So I don't know how much voice acting she's doing anymore, but I don't know. Give her a shout out and you might get lucky. You never know.
I know. I'm afraid to. I'm afraid to give those shout outs, dude. Just. Yeah. Sometimes I'll give a shout out. Like sometimes I'll look on Facebook Messenger and you know, like send a message out. And you can see they read it, but they didn't even say, like, oh, like, no, thanks, it's not my thing. And just they don't reply, and you're like, oh, fuck, I feel so bad now. Makes me feel dumb. It makes me feel embarrassed, because I always put a link, like, here's a show in case you want to check it out, which maybe that's the part I shouldn't do. I should not mention the name Horribly Awkward, because what's more horribly awkward than going on a podcast with some guy claiming he has a horribly awkward podcast?
No, I don't think they'd see that and be, like, annoyed or anything. Yeah, worst case, they'll be like, I don't have time and not respond.
You could always rename your podcast to like Sunshine and Lollipops.
rename it to like whoever the guy I'm reaching out to, like fan podcast. Like I got the Harrison Ford fan podcast. Would you like to come on?
Also called Horribly Awkward.
Yeah, it's not even that horribly awkward. It's just that's how I feel internally. It's not an external thing, guys.
I get that.
Yeah. So Courtney Draper, that's mine. What about you, John?
Oh, I already said it. David Hayter.
Oh, you're right. You said it. You guys all said David Hayter. But you guys, that seems like one person says something, the rest of you guys jumped on the train. I want to know some individual ones.
But that was my personal, but okay, fine.
That's your personal, John. I take your
word for it. I've said that one before.
Yeah, you said that one before. I'll say Laura Bailey.
Laura Bailey, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, she's
Jennifer
awesome.
Hale.
Oh, yeah, Jennifer Hale.
Nice.
It's so fun doing with voice actors because you can have them do their voices and stuff, which is super cool.
Courtney Taylor.
Who's that?
She's the voice. She is Jack in Mass Effect.
Oh,
and she's
also
the female person in Fallout 4.
Yeah.
That's right, dude. Yeah, dude, Jack was cool. Anybody from... Yeah, but Jennifer Hale, Mass Effect, dude. Yeah, there's a lot of... Hey, I didn't put my phone on silent. Rookie move. I don't know, man. I want to try to get some cool guests here soon, but...
Yeah, you've got a lot of good guests so far. I mean, like, either like actors and... Yeah, you got some good guests.
I know, dude.
Yeah, you got John.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got the one-track gamers.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed.
I've been working up. 41 episodes I've been working up to this, and I finally asked John, like, will you guys please come on? And I don't know. Did you get the check? I sent it 2-day mail. Did you get that check?
What are you talking about?
Someone got it.
Just keep it on the down.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, I didn't send no $500 check. No, I wouldn't do that. Nah.
It was only $250.
No, I actually only have people on the podcast that I really, really like, and I like you guys' show, so it's always fun to get to talk to people that I'm familiar with just listening to constantly, and then I'm like, finally get to hang out and talk, dude, which is cool. We're not on video, which is feels a little weird to me, because I'm just staring at my screen right now, and I can't see you guys. You guys aren't there. Where are you at? But yeah, I don't know. This has been a super awesome, cool time.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So I'm going to do some rapid fire questions for you guys. And John, you guys may know most of these. Nope, that's not the one.
Yeah.
Actually, I should call them quick fire, right?
Zimbabwe.
That's one of the answers.
There you go. We're done.
I'm the winner.
They're mostly the ones. If you guys have heard any recent episodes, you probably know them already. But I'm going to ask them anyway. So we'll go. You know, I don't know where you guys are sitting. This is what I'm imagining. John's on the left, Corey's in the middle, Matt is on the right.
Yeah, we can do it that way.
Is that how you guys are sitting? Oh, actually, it doesn't matter.
It's not.
We're kind of in a triangle, so you could make any corner, any other corner.
You guys are facing each other. Do you have a triangle table that's like a wedge of cheese?
Right now we're using TV trays, actually.
Really?
Go all out with this show.
That's fucking cool with TV trays. I need a TV tray, man. I just hold my plate in my hand while I eat food.
Oh, well, that's...
No, TV tray, man.
That's when you're skilled.
So this is how we're going to go. Amanda, ladies first, and then Corey, and then John. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's your favorite host on One Track Gamers?
Me.
Oh, Corey. I'm sorry. Amanda.
Corey.
One thing you would change about yourself if you could.
I don't know.
Washboard abs.
I wish I was taller.
Your all-time favorite movie?
Equilibrium.
Star Wars Episode 7.
Kick-Ass.
Oh, you said Kick-Ass?
Yeah, Kick-Ass.
I thought you were like saying like Star Wars Episode 7, Kick-Ass. Like it's a Kick-Ass movie. I didn't recognize it was two different people at first. The first thing that comes to your mind when I say Horribly Awkward Podcast?
Recording.
Sitting in this chair right now.
Sean.
If you can go back in time to when you were a kid and tell yourself one thing, what would it be?
Your brother's a jerk.
Stop supporting Sega. Get a Nintendo.
Keep on masturbating.
Who is your celebrity crush?
I don't know.
Harrison Ford.
Oh. Damn. Natalie Portman.
Your weapon of choice in a zombie outbreak.
Shotgun.
Katana.
My dick. No, I'm just kidding. No.
I like that one. That's good. Build a three-topping pizza. Go.
Chicken, bacon, and tomato.
Pineapple, Canadian bacon, and ham.
Yes.
Pepperoni and cheese.
Okay.
Three, if you want
extra cheese. Nope.
Bread.
Okay. If you won the lottery today, what are the first three things you would buy?
How much is the lottery worth?
I don't know. Let's just say $100 million.
$100 million. I would get Corey a better car. I'd pay off the house, and I would probably give $50,000 to each of our parents for supporting us when we were younger.
I would get me and Amanda a top of the line computer. I'd buy me a better car and pay off the house.
I'd buy Sheila a new house, one of her favorite houses. I don't know. A goat for Sheila, because I guess she really wants a goat. And
explain that later.
Just wants us a goat. I don't know. Like a computer, a good computer for myself.
Okay, I appreciate that none of you guys bought me anything. Thanks a lot. If you legitly saw a mermaid at the beach, would you tell anybody or just think everyone will think you're crazy?
I would probably tell Corey.
I would tell everybody.
Everybody.
Can I capture it?
No.
Can I throw a Pokeball at it?
Nah, it just waves and jumps in the water. Not enough time to pull your phone out. There's no proof.
I wouldn't tell him. I don't care. I'm like, eh, that's interesting.
It's a mermaid, dude.
You know,
interesting.
That's interesting.
He's doing different.
He's like, eh, I think I'll get a corn dog.
Exactly. Oh, there's a fish.
It's a mystical
human
creature,
fish,
man.
In the water.
Dude, a human fish would be awesome, man.
Would it be horrifying?
A fish up top, legs on the bottom.
Yeah, the other way.
Was it Pirates of the Caribbean that had those beautiful mermaids?
And they turn like disgusting looking, yeah. Like they turn like monsters with their teeth and everything.
Yeah, that was so awesome. If I seen one of those, I don't know, man, I might jump in after it.
Well, don't go after those. They turn into monsters.
Yeah, I don't care, man. If I'm going to go out, I'm going to die. We're all going to die one day. I might as well be torn to pieces by a beautiful mermaid that turns into a monster.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not, right?
I could think of a few good reasons why not.
Yeah, don't be such a pussy, Corey. Are you afraid to die from mermaids?
You don't even get to like feel them up before they rip you apart. It's just, as soon as you get within distance, they eat you.
Yeah, there's no way you'd be able to touch it. It'd be all scaly and slimy like a trout.
Yeah.
John likes that image. He has a great face right now.
I was just thinking of Futurama.
Can't see you guys' faces. This sucks.
I'm happy. Amanda's happy. John's really happy.
I imagine you guys have like these big like painted on faces right now. I'm pitching you with like the Joker painted on face. Like, you know why I'm smiley? That's what I'm imagining right now. But I know it's not true.
That's accurate.
That's pretty close.
That's accurate.
Is it?
Nah.
I'm picturing a black hole sun smile. You know, black hole sun. Have you guys seen that video?
I know the song, but what's the smile?
Well, if you watch the video, this is back when MTV was really a music place, and you sit there and watch music videos. And like, there's the Black Hole Sun video where like they have these big smiles, like their faces are stretched out into like this fake creepy smile. You have to watch it, man. It's weird.
Huh. Okay.
I imagine it doesn't hold up after a lot of years. I don't know. I don't even know when that was. Mid-90s. But still pretty cool video. All right, guys. I appreciate that you guys came on today. I want you guys to do just one more thing. Hey, yo, Freeman.
Yo, what's up, Iams?
Dude, what's left to do?
Down there, man. Wrap it up, son.
Yeah, so you can follow the One Track Gamers. We're on Twitter, at One Track Gamers. You can also go to our website, onetrackgamers.com, see all of our updates, our latest posts on what we're doing. And I think that's it.
New episodes come out every Tuesday.
There you go. That's the one.
And every now and then we have bonus episodes. We do some movie reviews. We have another segment we're going to try and get going soon.
We were on Stitcher. We're on iTunes.
On any podcast.
Any podcast. Yep. We're on it all.
Part
that's
of the
awesome.
Almost
you guys do music. What's the network you guys are on?
AlmostBetter.net.
What an awesome name for a network.
Yeah. There's like, I think there's at least like 6 different podcasts on there, all different kinds. Some really good ones on there if you want to check them out.
Almost Better. Who are some of the other podcasts on there?
Almost Better Than Silence is on there, and then their D&D podcast, Almost Better Than Dragons, is on there. There's one called, I think, the Erie Canal podcast.
And Press Continue
podcast is on there.
That Almost Better Than Dragons, Corey and Amanda, you guys did that recently, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we did a special one with them.
Almost Better Than Silence, though, that might be the best podcast name I ever heard.
That's a great podcast. We've talked with them numerous times.
Yeah, they're really nice people, too.
Such a great name for podcasts. Like, we're almost better than Silence. I should, like, do that. Like, I'm almost better than Silence because it might get annoying. That's such a great name. Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. What about any of you guys' personal Twitters? No?
I'm at Wraith212. Man is at Tirith Jade.
That's right. wait, I forgot.
Remember yours? John is at One Track Punk.
Hey, you remember.
Yeah.
Wow, you don't even Twitter at all.
I don't Twitter at all.
He does once a week.
You don't Twitter, bro.
I really don't.
Yeah, no need for it. I'm so addicted to it, and I go on there so much that I'm like, why am I checking this again? It's like rarely that I ever get somebody like tweeting out a question. It's always the same shit. It's like, well, which is incredible. When I get favorites and retweets, I always feel good about it. But it doesn't need my immediate response.
Right.
Yeah. So I mean, like, I guess if someone really wanted to get a hold of me, they just send me a message because I follow everybody. So my Twitter messages are wide open to whoever wants to send them. So yeah, I don't know. That's cool.
Nice.
I really appreciate you guys' show, and everyone should go listen to the One Track Gamers because you guys like video games. If you don't like video games, listen, you might find a reason to like video games.
Ooh.
There you go.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly, right? Right. So, as you guys all know, the horribly... Okay, let me start that over again. As you guys all know, Horribly Awkward is found on the BS Podcast Network. So you guys can go to BSPodcastNetwork.com and check out all the other awesome shows like Pure BS Podcast, Science Faction, Real Stupid Podcast, Geek Dig, Bitches Who Do Work, Dropping Loads, that is a name, Warpod, Accidentally the Whole Tip, that is a name, and the XD Experience. You guys can also find me on Social Dozen once a month, random episodes. So follow the Social Dozen podcast. You'll find me on there whatever month I randomly fall on, or whatever week I randomly fall on in that month. I also do the Horrible Gamers podcast. Horrible Gamers. Gamers is spelled with a Z. Don't ask. I'm not explaining it. You can find me on Twitter at awkward_podcast. You can find me on all gaming platforms and Twitter as They Call Me Iams. Iams is spelled just like the dog food, the cat food, however you want to say it. HorriblyAwkwardPodcast@gmail.com is my email, and voicemail number is 510-600-3475. So Henley, Joseph, and there was another name, Jason, you guys, leave me a voicemail. This is my challenge to you guys. I know you're listening, so leave me a voicemail. If you don't, I'm going to cry. You guys heard me cry earlier with these guys? I'm going to cry even harder. Okay, so Corey, Amanda, John, what is one thing you've learned on today's podcast?
You can talk really fast when you want to.
Hey, that's a good... thank you.
Being horribly awkward can be horribly fun.
Can be.
And you're not as horribly awkward as you seem to be.
I don't like to hear that kind of stuff, because then it gives me this thing like I need to amp it up a little bit, then it can get really awkward.
Do it. I challenge you.
It's like, I'm going to turn my cam on, stand up with no pants on. That's going to be awkward.
That would be awkward.
Matt's like, what the fuck, John? What'd you get us into, man? I thought you said this guy was kind of cool. All right, guys. What I've learned is that you guys are very quiet sometimes, and maybe you guys' podcast is awesome, though. Seriously, everyone go listen to the One Track Gamers. And even though John left us during the zombie apocalypse earlier, like, I still like him. He's a cool dude.
Yay.
Sometimes.
Yay.
As Gidget would say, peace out, Brussels sprouts. I can't say it how
hard. Yeah.
Nice poster.
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, posters. Yeah, I see. I told you, BioShock Infinite.
Oh, speaking of Infinite, did you know I won that contest? My name's in that game?
No. Yeah, why did you just bring this up?
I don't know. I talked about it a lot when it happened, I won the contest they had where you had to get that trophy in the Clash in the Clouds.
For the 50 blue ribbons?
Yeah, all the blue ribbons, and then you had a chance of, like, one of three to... your name's in the game. So if you ever played the DLC, the Burial at Sea?
Yeah, of course.
The part two, at the beginning, when you go through the school, and it's the Andrew Lyons, or Lions of the Week, my name's at the top in the center right there.
Oh, in that, like, where it's like a chalkboard or something?
Yeah, it's like a...
It just has some pictures of, like, lion's heads, and it's like Andrew's Lions of the Week, like the top performers type thing.
Dude, and you didn't bring this up when I said BioShock Infinite is my favorite game. You know what? I got it. I'm still recording, so this is going to be in the outtakes after this,
throw it in. Yeah, but it was awesome. On my Steam, like, I had it on the computer, and a dude from the Irrational Games commented, because I didn't even know about the contest. I already got the trophy because I used to be like a hardcore trophy hunter. So I put up a picture of all the blue ribbons achieved and just threw it on Steam and whatever. And a month later, I got a comment from a dude who worked at Irrational Games, and he was like, yeah, congratulations, you won the sweepstakes, and stay, you know, respond to this in a week or you'll forfeit. So I was like, there's no way. This dude's just screwing with me. There's no way I actually won. And sure enough, yeah, I won. And unfortunately, I didn't win any money, but hey, my
name is in a game.
My name is in the damn game, so.
Dude, that is really, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Clash in the Clouds is like the only challenge-based, like, DLC I ever played for anything. Like, I always hated that kind of shit, but I played the crap out of that.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. You had to, like, sneak around, too.
Yeah, anything you would have given me for that game, I would have kept buying it. It doesn't matter how shitty it was. Like, it does not matter. I would have just kept buying it, man. Honestly, I loved that game to death. I'm getting choked up, guys. I loved it, man. It's so good. I'm an ugly crier. Don't make me turn my camera on. I'm just joking. Yeah, but yeah, that's awesome, man. So yeah, I'm definitely clipping this. I was going, hey, is that it?
That's it.
Oh, dude. And
yours either.
Yeah, mine's in the top middle.
Dude. Hell. That's super like, cool.
He's like, the only way we can't add you is if you have like a name that conflicts
with
the story.
So if your name's Andrew Ryan, you're out of luck.
I was like, my name's Sander Cohen. Is that cool? And he's like,
Yeah. Ah, that's super cool, man.
Hell yeah, one of the top. I mean, we like never win anything. So this is the first prize we've ever won, and then the second was we won the cold PS4 from the Taco Bell giveaway. Like, we spent $12 on tacos and we got a PS4.
Wait, you won your PS4?
No, we actually already had one, and then we got another one. So we have two PS4s. We were letting my parents hold on to it because we got them a couple like games, golf game and stuff. So it's over at his house.
Yeah, I think worth bank. You guys could have probably slung it.
Yeah, probably, but we like to have a backup anyway, because our PS3 is like getting old, so it's like, if anything ever happened to it, now we have a backup that we could use. So.
I know, now we got these new systems coming out.
Yeah, the 4.5.
I'm looking at my BioShock Infinite. See, I took a screenshot of that. I took a bunch of screenshots in that school. Nah, not of that one. But there was this one where there's like these boards with these kids' drawings on it. It says, today's art lesson, draw a parasite you met today. And it's like, Miss Turner, Daddy's girlfriend, Mommy.